Okay, well, we're definitely underway. After getting going yesterday with everybody out there, I think it was, first step. Made some corrections yesterday, and try to build on that this morning, build on what we did yesterday, and just keep going here. We got, as we talked about yesterday, we got a long haul, long way to go, one step at a time, and so we'll just keep trying to, grind it out, put one foot in front of the other, keep moving forward. And I think these guys got a good attitude, trying to get better, trying to do what we tell them to do, try to make the corrections. So it's just hopefully we'll just be able to string some days together here that are good and keep getting our team ready.
Like about what he did on that play and what you've seen out of him over the last handful of months?
We didn't really see a whole lot of him in the spring. He didn't come in until late. Missed part of the OTAs finishing up school. But, he's a smart kid, picks things up quickly, and seems to be a pretty instinctive player. Just kind of has a good feel for the ball and awareness. He's a good communicator back there. So, we'll see how it goes.
On that specific play, we had asked Jimmy after practice just what happened. He said, that was a bad mistake by me. That can't happen. And he talked about the importance of not letting that affect the rest of his practice. And I'm curious what you've seen from him in that regard, his ability to not let a play fester and affect the rest of his practice.
Yeah, well, I think we've talked about that the entire team. We're all going to make mistakes out there. And we've got a move on to the next play. That's what football is, a new down, a new distance, new field position, offense, defense, special teams, everything changes really on every play. Something changes, usually, unless you replay it down, but it's a new situation, so it's always about moving on. And we all make mistakes. We all have bad plays out there, bad calls, or something that we screw up, but it's always about moving ahead, so. Talk to the whole team about that. That's every position.
Specific to him, he mentioned that's mental toughness.
Yeah, everybody's got to do it. And he's certainly included in that group. But I wouldn't exclude anybody. Because we all have him.
Got a chance to see Gerard out there for a little bit yesterday. Obviously, he's missed a good amount of time due to injury the last couple of years, but. What has he meant to the team, I guess, over these last couple of years when he hasn't been on the field?
I think Gerard's always tried to do everything he can to help the team. So he's always done that. So on the field, off the field. He's got to get himself ready to go like we all do. We all have a responsibility to do our job, and he does a great job of that. But he's always tried to do whatever we've asked him or whatever he feels like he can do to help the team in whatever area that is, on the field, off the field, in the weight room, off-season training, whatever it is.
Coach, good morning. The team is facing some adversity this year. It seems like you're a master at us against the world, pulling a team together. Do you have a feeling this season might be special in terms of using that as a way to push the guys forward?
We're in day two of training camp. That's where we are.
So you have no feeling about that?
My feeling is to try to get the team out there to have a good day of practice today in the second day of training camp.
We haven't heard from your quarterback in a while. Do you anticipate he'll say anything during camp?
I can't speak for 90 players and another dozen or so coaches, just speak for myself. So I'm here trying to do my job. Everybody's trying to do theirs. That's what training camp's for.
Final non-football question. Did you happen to notice the Cheaters Look Up banner and your reaction to it yesterday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you hear that plane?
What plane? It's just trying to coach the football team.
Coach, mental toughness between first and second year players, anything specific you're looking for there as opposed to some of the veterans?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look for growth from everybody. Obviously, the rookies always grow at a pretty fast rate because they're so far behind. I think the big thing for the second-year guys is that they know more what to expect. They've been through it. They've been through a camp. They've been through a season. They've been through, if they've been in our system, they've been through the installation a second time instead of the first time, and hopefully have a better idea of the big picture, not just their particular assignment. So, you know, hopefully you see growth in all those areas from that group. I think it's a big advantage for any of us. You know, if you do something the first time, you're, you know, experience it and learn some aspect of kind of learning as you do it. No matter how well prepared you are after you've done it once, I think the second time you always have a little bit, you know, less, you know, anxiety about what's going to happen just because you've been through it before. So I don't think it's any different than any of us doing a task for the first time and then doing it the second time.
You know, along those lines, from a physical standpoint, a lot of kids end their college careers and then train for the combine. A lot of the conditioning is done so that they score well in the combine or on the pro days. Then they have less time in the protein conditioning program. What kind of a difference does that make when you've got them for a full year in your off-season conditioning and they're doing things that are football specific?
Yeah, I mean, huge. I think that's a huge mistake that a lot of those players make, but I'm sure they have their reasons for doing it. But yeah, I mean, we're training our players to play football, you know, not to go through a bunch of those, you know, February drills. So yeah, our training is football intensive, and we train them to get ready to play. And ultimately, that's what they're going to do. There may be, for some of those guys, you know, another, you know, activity in between or pro day or whatever it is. But, you know, in the end, they're going to make their career playing football. So that's, we already know that with our guys. We don't have to deal with any of that other stuff. So we just train for football. I think it's huge. I think there are a lot of players, and I think a lot of players learn from that they look at their rookie year and feel like, you know, I wasn't really as physically well prepared as maybe I was in college, or, you know, what I will be in their, you know, in their succeeding years in the league, and train more for football and train less for, you know, the broad jump and three cone drill and stuff like that. So yeah, I think a lot of those guys hopefully learn that lesson and intensify their physical football training after they've had that year of, in a lot of cases, I would say, non-training or very limited training for actually football.
You like to stay focused on the day-to-day, but have you ever had to catch yourself driving home at night thinking, I'd love to win every game this year by 50 points and stick it to this commissioner and this league?
Yeah, right now I'm really focused on what we're doing today. Not thinking about the past, not last week, not last year, not some other year. I'm not thinking about, I mean, we have to prepare our team for the opener and for a 16-game regular season schedule. We really can't do much of that right now. It's not the time for it. So I'm not going to worry about next month, next year, 6 years from now, 6 months from now, or anything else. So I know that's really important to everybody else, but it's really not very important to me. I don't think it's very important to our football team. So, with all due respect, you know, it's not something I think about or I care about, even though that seems to be really important to everybody else. It's just not on our radar.
So, Matthew Slater the other day talked about Joe Judge, the transition from Scotty to Joe. What has that transition been like for you as a head coach, watching him take over the special teams unit?
Smooth, yeah. I mean, Scott was a great coach, as good a coach as anybody I've ever been with and around. Did a tremendous job. I learned a ton from Scott. I know Joe did too, or has. But Joe's, you know, a great coach in his own right. Is, you know, each of us have our own style. Joe has his style, but very well prepared, very thorough. Has great experience in the kicking game and all the situations and techniques, both with the specialists and at all the other positions on the field. Joe and I have spent a lot of time together. I think he's, you know, he's a great young coach.
How would you characterize his style? You say he has his own style. How would you characterize
him? I mean, you know, it's his personality. His personality comes out in his coaching style. But he's a great communicator, well-prepared, you know, aggressive, competitive. you know, it's like all of us have different personalities. His personality is different, but it's good. It's very positive. And he was with Scott for so long and so many meetings, so much time spent together that I think he can, you know, adapt to the differences, understand what the differences are that he's coaching the players and how those need to be explained, but also carry through on the things that are the same or very close to the same as what they've been in the past. He's great at developing relationships with new players, specialists, or, you know, other players. A lot of the guys that have come in over the years, last couple of years, that came in, you know, maybe late mid-season or late in training camp or weren't with us the whole way through. But a lot of times he would spend extra time with those players to get them caught up, you know, while Scott was working on, you know, other aspects of the preparation. So I think he's good at all those things.
What did you see out of AJ Derby after not having him for the whole spring?
Well, I think he's behind from having missed that, you know. But he's a smart kid, working hard, trying to catch up.
Is it a tough spot for him, given his position is so stacked already?
Look, it's a competitive league. Everybody's in a competitive situation. So, you know, all we can do is put him out there, let him play, let him compete, and see how it turns out. I don't know.
What did you see from Jimmy yesterday, and what makes you think he's going to be ready for whatever comes along in the next month or so?
Yeah, I'm not going to evaluate the players, you know, minute to minute and day to day. We've got a lot of training camp practices ahead of us. There'll be a lot of players that will improve over the camp goes along. There'll be other players that'll probably flatline it. There'll be some players that'll probably decline as the camp grinds on. That'll maybe, you know, run out of steam or stamina or whatever. So, you know, we'll just evaluate everybody after we get, you know, some information in and try to make those decisions in terms of the comprising of the roster of the team. But, you know, right now we correct mistakes, try to improve, install new stuff, try to go out there and run at a competitive level on the field, and take it day by day. But we're not going to evaluate every player minute to minute. I mean, that's a ridiculous way to try to put a team together.
Jack Mason have received some decent reps from spring's OTAs and even yesterday. What have you seen from those two rookies so far?
They've gotten a lot of reps. They're going to get a lot of reps. Guys, young players that have an opportunity, we'll see what they do with it. As long as they perform well, they'll keep getting reps. If they don't perform as well as somebody else will get more reps than they do. So yeah, that'll be determined based on performance. I don't really have any control over that. We'll just look at it and see how it goes. But, you know, they come from two very different backgrounds from a football standpoint. But they both made a lot of progress. They work harder out on the field, like you said, every day, basically, getting a lot of reps, working hard, trying to improve, understand our system, which is, you know, in Shaq's case, couldn't be more different than the system he was in last year. In Trey's case, not as much, but a lot. You know, he and Stork play together, so there's some little bit of a relationship there, both on and off the field in terms of communication and calls and, you know, that type of thing. But the offensive system's different, so, you know, obviously Trey's got a long way to go, but they both do. But they're working hard. They're making progress. We'll see.
Robert look like? What do you think
you
can do for him? Did you see him play when he was at Connecticut?
Yeah, saw him in Connecticut, saw him in Atlanta. Smart kid, very disciplined, works hard, really hardworking guy. Has a good understanding of football, the different positions on defense, different positions in the kicking game. He's a versatile player with some experience. So he's been in a lot of NFL games. Let him compete with the other players at his position, you know, see how it goes. But I think he's, you know, a guy who's, you know, is established in the league. And so we'll see how he does in our situation and things we ask him to do. But great kid to have around. Really alert, bright, good learner, good teammate. You know, just think he fits in well with this team. Glad we have him.
About Danny Amendola and how you see him building on last season?
You know, Danny had a real good offseason, works hard. know, he's got a good skill set. We've seen him on offense and as a returner with the ball in his hand. So, you know, he's made a lot of big plays for us. He made some huge plays last year. But, you know, again, just like everybody else, we're all starting at the bottom, working our way up. So, you know, Danny's worked hard. He's in good condition. I'm sure he'll go out there and compete hard on a daily basis and continue to improve. We'll see how it works out.
Brian Stork, David Guglielmo, was saying yesterday that he's a perfectionist. He loves that about him, but at times he's almost too hard on himself, and Dave said he had to sort of back off. Is that a key component to coaching someone like that, is to find that line and find out when you can push and when you need to sort of prop him up?
Yeah, I think that's probably a key component to any relationship. But yeah, as a coach, each player is different. Each guy's, you know, has his own individual characteristics, whatever those are, from learning styles to playing styles to, you know, personalities and so forth. So, but yeah, Brian's really competitive. He's really takes football very, very seriously, works extremely hard at it. It's really important to him. I mean, that's obvious, and you know, and that's a good thing. I mean, that's a real good thing. But, you know, there's always a balance, and in football, it's a lot of plays out there, so there's always a next play. So whatever happened to play before, like we talked about earlier, you know, follow up to Mike's question, you know, we all have mistakes. We all have bad plays out there. We got to put them behind us. We got to move on and, you know, not let a bad play lead to a bad day. Just, you know, focus on the next situation. So, but, you know, I mean, I understand what Gooch said, and I don't disagree with it, but at the same time, I think, you know, that's a good quality that Stork has, how important it is to him, how much he wants to do everything right and do everything he can to be the best that he can be. I mean, I totally respect that. I love that about him.
Last question this year that maybe you haven't seen in his first couple of seasons.
Well, I mean, again, everybody's starting at the same place, so we'll see how it goes. I think Aaron's got good talent. You know, he's dealt with some, you know, physical setbacks, you know, over the first couple of years. So, you know, those have been much, you know, he came into the spring in great shape, worked hard, got a lot of reps in the spring. I think that's, you know, put him much further ahead than probably where he's been at this time in either of the past 2 years. So, but again, it's just going to be about, you know, going forward and, you know, how all that works out and translates, you know, in competitive situations out on the field. We'll just have to see how it goes. But he's put himself in good position. He's in good shape. He's worked hard. He's gotten a lot of reps in the spring. So see how it turns out. Okay.